ignorance, develop foolishness, madness, and illusion. Purport. Commentary by Srila Prabhupada. Since the present civilization is not very congenial to the living entities, Krishna consciousness is recommended. Through Krishna consciousness, society will develop the mode of goodness. Hoodhead. When the mode of goodness is developed, people will see things as they are. In the mode of ignorance, people are just like animals and cannot see things clearly. In the mode of ignorance, for example, they do not see that by killing one animal, they are taking the chance of being killed by the same animal in the next life. Because people have no education in actual knowledge, they become irresponsible. To stop this irresponsibility, education for developing the mode of goodness of the people in general must be there. To stop irresponsibility. Education. When they are actually educated in the mode of goodness, they will become sober in full knowledge of things as they are. Then people will be happy and prosperous. Even if the majority of the people aren't happy and prosperous, if a certain percentage of the population develops Krishna consciousness and becomes situated in the mode of goodness, then there is the possibility for peace and prosperity all over the world. Otherwise, if the world is devoted to the lower modes, namely the modes of passion and ignorance, there can be no peace or prosperity. In the mode of passion, people become greedy, and their hankering for sense enjoyment has no limit. One can see that even if one has enough money and adequate arrangement for sense gratification, there is neither happiness nor peace of mind. That is not possible because one is situated in the mode of passion. If one wants happiness at all, his money will not help him. He has to elevate himself to the mode of goodness by practicing Krishna consciousness. When one is engaged in the mode of passion, not only is he mentally unhappy, but his profession and occupation are also very troublesome. He has to devise so many plans and schemes to acquire enough money to maintain his status quo. This is all miserable. In the mode of ignorance, people become mad. Being distressed by their circumstances, they take shelter of intoxication, drugs, and thus they sink further into ignorance. Their future in life is very dark. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate gyanam yat kripatam aham vande shri gurum dinatarinam om gyana timirandasya gadanjana shalakaya chakshur militam yena tasma shri gurave namah panchakalpatarubhyasya kripa sindhubhyeva cha patitanam pavane vyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. So here in this text Srila Prabhupada explains a little bit about our modern day society. How people live under the influence of mostly two modes of nature, either the ignorance, where people become mad and they have so much suffering, and then they try to get rid of their suffering by intoxication, just like when the doctor is going to do an operation that gives us some anesthesia so we don't feel pain, and we don't want to feel the pain of material existence. I mean, some people, nobody wants to feel it, but some people, they decide. They don't see any way out. And then they decide to anesthetize themselves. There is legal drugs and illegal drugs. So nowadays, many drugs are legalized. Not only the medical drugs, but all, for those, generally, you need a prescription. The heavy drugs. But there is also quite heavy drugs. Tobacco, alcohol, and others, which are legalized, and then there's also the illegal drugs. Some people also take shelter of those. So, and why do they do that? Because it's too much. It's too dark. There's too much suffering, and they don't see any light in the tunnel of suffering. So then they drug themselves. They intoxicate themselves. Also, sometimes they take shelter of other shelters, which are also intoxicating. Just like even if you're like a workaholic, sometimes people there. They work so hard, and then they try to keep up some status quo, some prestige in society, and that's also very intoxicating. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada is explaining like that. We are intoxicated by pride or by wealth, so accumulating a lot of money. So that was described here as a result of the mode of passion. Greed comes from the mode of passion. So they want always more and more and more and more, and there is no limit to material desire. So, but none of these people, Srila Prabhupada writes, they have any happiness nor peace of mind. Because we can see that in some places of the world especially, or some quarters of cities, we always see that people, they come to be merry, so-called, but are they actually merry? Are they actually happy? And when they come and they have the they have their activities, sometimes accompanied by intoxication, or sometimes even some people do that without intoxication, but taking shelter of some other form of sense gratification, generally speaking. So, without restriction, without discrimination. Nobody can live without sense gratification, Srila Prabhupada explains. Nobody can maintain his life if he's not engaging in sense gratification. And in the same book, in the sixth chapter, Krishna had given some he had framed sense gratification. Somebody remembers how he did that? So, nobody can live without sense gratification. Can you think of some indispensable sense gratification? What kind of sense gratification we need, all of us? What would you say? Hare Gopa. We don't need any sense gratification. That's a question. Maybe. Yes, it's a very classical one. Do you eat, sir? Do you eat? Ah, okay. So sense gratification, Sinsbefriedigung. Yes, that's a classical one, eating. Correct. Krishna also gives us scope for eating in the Bhagavad Gita. Somebody can comes to mind? Where Krishna allows us to eat. He's just now coming. It's on the top. Oh, yeah. Then he says, what kind of... Okay, very nice, very nice. But then now he also gives us a frame for sense gratification somewhere else in the Bhagavad Gita. Framework. Okay, that's also a nice one. And you? Oh, you said the same one. You said Sanskrit, you said English. Say louder for our friend. Whatever you... Yes. Yes, do that as an offering to me. Whatever you eat, whatever you do, whatever you give away, or whatever austerities you perform, do that as an offering to me, O son of Kunti. Yes, anything else comes to mind? Maybe Madhu Gopal Pandit. Very nice. Patram Pushpami is the previous verse, very nice. If you offer me with leaf and devotion, if you offer me with love and devotion, a leaf, a flower, a fruit, or what, I will accept it. But more specifically, I mean, generally, not only this eating sense gratification, there are some injunctions. I'm sorry, I'm torturing you this hour of the day. So you have read Bhagavad Gita? So you also... You bought one? Okay, good. Now we are giving you some impetus to read it. If you don't know the answer to this question, we have some homework assignment for you. Okay, good. So what about... What else? Let's tell me some other forms of sense gratification. Please. Sleeping? Sleeping. Do you sleep, sir? Madhugopal, do you sleep? How much? No, don't tell me exactly, but... Okay, very nice. So based on which praman are you now increasing your sleeping? Right. Not too much and also not? Okay, because then you become very happy if you... Very nice. Okay. Well, it's in... That we can look up. Therefore, we have a book. You just need to know the verse number. So give me the verse number then, Madhugopa. No, it's 616. There is 6... Yes, 616 says there is no possibility of one's becoming a yogi or a self-realized soul if one eats too meat or eats too much or does not eat enough, sleeps too much or does not sleep enough. And then the next verse also gives some more framework. What else comes in the picture there? You remember? Apart from eating and sleeping, two more. Yes, thank you very much. So there it says, he who is regulated in his habits of eating, sleeping, work and recreation can mitigate all pains of material pains by practicing the yoga system. So now here, this verse, today's verse, number 17 of chapter 14, is speaking about... cultivating a mode of goodness. But Srila Prabhupada interestingly says that he equals practicing Krishna consciousness with life in the mode of goodness here, more or less. You could read his words like that. So, in other words, because 6:17 speaks about becoming a yogi, becoming a successful yogi. So not showbottle yogi or unsuccessful yogi or bogi or rogi. Rogi was that? A diseased person. So, but it's possible to become a yogi like this, by these principles of goodness. So not too much service, not too little service. And timely, there is time for recreation also. And not too much eating, not too little eating, not too much sleeping, not too little sleeping. So very scientific. So all this is called... One common denominator is there. It's called regulation. Yes, regulation is very much a part of the mode of goodness. So, and what is the result of goodness according to today's verse? What is the result of goodness again? Sattvat sanjayate. Knowledge. So there is some result of goodness. If we cultivate knowledge. If we cultivate goodness, then we're going to develop knowledge. Sanjayate is developing. We don't want greed. That's coming from rajas or passion. And we don't want the results of tamas also. There are three results described of tamas here. Somebody remembers without looking in the book? Yeah. That was one. And I taught you one Sanskrit word. Remember Karunamai? What was it? Today's Sanskrit word, Madhugopa. Yes, Pramada. Very nice. So, what is that in English? What is Pramada, sir, in English? Madness. And then there's one more result of Tamaso. What was that? We have illusion. We have madness. For me, it's easy. The book is here. Foolishness. So we want to get rid of all these things. We've done that, been there. Foolishness. Like, for instance, what is foolishness? To do over and over again the same things and expecting a different result, isn't it? Just like, generally speaking, people, they do the same things over and over again, although they want to become happy. So indeed, if we want to have a different result, namely being happy, so we have to do something different. So, just like following the advice of this verse, not living like an animal. Generally, people are living like animals. Srila Prabhupada says it bluntly, but clearly. So, if we want to now rise above that level of existence, it's possible to do. When we read this book, which is kindly now translated into English and Dutch, so we can take advantage and gradually develop our consciousness. So, from like a two-legged, polished animal, so many names are given, into a human being and then also a self-realized soul. So that is the message of this text, Srila Prabhupada explains. Because people have no education in actual knowledge, there is so much knowledge on the market, isn't it? You can also take internet training, you can go to weekend courses, there are intensive courses like a whole week, immersion courses, you can take training abroad, you can take training in the mountains. So many ways of learning. You can have materials at home and learn by yourself. You can have a private teacher. But like Srila Prabhupada is stressing, actual knowledge. Because people don't have actual knowledge, so they become what? Irresponsible. Irresponsible means like taking a chance. What was the example given? If you kill an animal, then you will be killed by that animal. If we don't develop proper knowledge, that will be really irresponsible acts. Because it's such a heavy, it has so much impact on somebody else, namely on the animal that is being killed, that there is such a heavy sanction for it. It has such heavy consequences for the perpetrator. So we don't even consider ourselves a perpetrator when we were going to the supermarket and buying this depersonalized meat, right? It doesn't look like an animal anymore. So you think, and your mother prepared it since you are young, so you don't think about it. So we are like totally unconscious about reality. So therefore, education of proper, of actual knowledge is very important to change the face of the earth. So the majority, even, and then he says something which gives us heart. Because sometimes we don't see that people take it up quickly, this Krishna consciousness. It's going so slowly. But Srila Prabhupada says, even if the majority of the people aren't happy and prosperous, that's not a big problem, he says. If a certain percentage of the population develops Krishna consciousness and becomes situated in the mode of goodness, then there is a possibility for peace and prosperity all over the world. So what is then the link between becoming Krishna conscious, developing Krishna consciousness, and developing the mode of goodness? So that only somebody becomes a little bit Krishna conscious, like there is somebody behind this whole creation, and there is a Anumanta, somebody is going to give a sanction, and somebody is a permitter, that's Anumanta, but he can also give a sanction. And Upadrashta, a witness. No, I can't get away with it. Nobody around now. I looked everywhere. But we don't have that knowledge that there is a witness within us who's overseeing everything. So then we become responsible. When we become aware of this, when we get this higher knowledge, so then it all becomes, it starts to make sense. That we have to live responsibly. Does that make sense? Yes. So, in full knowledge of things as they are, then people will become happy. And then there is the possibility of peace and prosperity all over the world. It's true, isn't it? If somebody can go without being punished for doing such cruel acts, like I encroach upon your freedom, upon your human rights. So there will be a big protest. But now this is going on, when there is godlessness all around. But when people become aware of superior justice, which is not visible immediately, by developing transcendental knowledge, so then they will be willing to control their senses, knowing it's for their good. Isn't it? Nobody wants to suffer. Nobody wants... So then it starts to make sense. Wait a minute. I cannot just grab from her what I need, or from him. Because we, as human beings, we have this responsibility of living a moral life, unlike animals. But some people, they will say, well, we are animals. And they like animals as... And they are sentimental about it, and I don't mind if I become a dog. Well, sometimes we hear, I like dogs. What's wrong with a dog? Nothing is wrong with a dog, but there is some special advantage to the human form of life. And also, all bodies, they are not nice, because they are the cause of our suffering. It's only because we have a body that we have to suffer so much physical pain and mental pain. And if we get rid of bodies, which is possible in the human form of life by self-realization, as soon as we understand, I don't belong in this world, then we can break through this cycle of samsara, of birth, death, old age and disease. So that's the mission of human life, which we shouldn't try to miss. We should try not to miss the point, not the chance, and then we can move on in life. Make progress and also graduate from the school of life. So we are now at school. Especially the human form of life is a school. You don't have to study much in the preschool, right? So that would be like animal life. It's just playing around. But as humans, we are at school, and there will be examinations. So if we do well, so then no more school, then playing in the spiritual world. So it's in a nutshell a little bit about our philosophy. We have a mixed audience today. Are there any questions or is there any concern? Yes, Maji? Yeah. Well, there is no prosperity and no peace. I will. Real prosperity can only be with peace of mind. There's a very beautiful verse. I remember one time Jai Krishna Prabhu gave a class on it in Antwerp. So please remember this wonderful verse. Take it advantage. Take it home and read it over and again. It's in the second chapter, text 66. So Srila Prabhupada is... Krishna says, one who is not connected with the Supreme in Krishna consciousness. So one who is not connected with the Supreme in Krishna consciousness can have neither transcendental intelligence nor a steady mind, without which there is no possibility of peace. If you don't have a steady mind, there will be no peace. And how can there be any happiness without peace? So there is a prerequisite for peace, which is a steady mind, is peaceful mind. Yeah, prosperity, that's, yeah. But prosperity, it doesn't count like that. Temporary prosperity if you don't have a peaceful mind. Yeah. Prosperity means when you are peaceful. So village life, that's real wealth. You have a piece of land and a cow. So then there is no anxiety that, my God, I'm too late, the shop is closed, I can't eat. Or if you don't live in Lithuania, the shops are always open. But then you have to... Or you don't have money. Just recently we wanted to do preaching, and somebody was going to buy the ingredients, but she went to the shop. There was no money on her account. So you should have your own food, then there is no anxiety. You should have your own piece of land with your... and you'll preserve your vegetables. You always have big, ample stock, because you have, for instance, ghee from the milk of your own cow. So that's real simple. That's real prosperous life, because that's a real wealth. You have grains and milk. A cow, yeah, grains and a cow, and then you have everything you need in life. But if not, then you're dependent on the prices in the stock. market, and on so many factors that are way beyond your control. Admittedly, when we cultivate the land, we also are dependent on factors we don't control, like rain. But we know from Bhagavad Gita that if we live a pious life, then Krishna is not going to let us down, because we have paid taxes due. We have paid our dues by performing sacrifice. Daily performing Sankirtan Yagya, chanting the holy name, and then there will be sufficient rainfall. So there is this exchange between demigods and humans. But in the ultimate issue, Krishna, who is the controller of all the demigods. So if you are on good terms with Krishna, if you show your seriousness, if you due respect to him, so he's not going to let you down. Mahavishnu Swami, he told one time he was in Africa, it hadn't rained for weeks or months, and then they did Harinam around the property. It was the Hare Krishna property. And guess what? He was here, and what was his news? It had rained because of pure chanting of holy name. So it's not. One time they called Srila Prabhupada, they begged him to come. He was at the other end of the world. And then in Sharat, I forget the name of a city in India, they begged the sadhu to come, because they knew only a sadhu, a holy man, can make a difference. So he reluctantly kind of agreed, but he came, and then he spoke, and he chastised them. And why do you have this? Was it tea? Plantages? Monoculture. You can't eat tea. Or was it tobacco? Anything, something useless, just for business, right? Just like now in South America, they have only like soya or something. They can sell it, you know? So they kill the rainforest. I mean, they remove the trees so they can cultivate the land. But then they, Raufbau, they do monoculture. So the land after a few, they deplete the earth. After a few months or years, they have to leave that, and it remains a desert. So this is mode of passion, and especially ignorance also. And greed, I want quick money. And then the government, even they endorse it in Brazil. They say, then we can pay off our national debt. And later on you will be totally poor, because you only have a desert. You created a big desert. And similarly there in India, then Srila Prabhupada came and he spoke heavily, but also did pure offer, sacrifice. He chanted together, Sankirtana Yagya. Everybody was chanting holy name. And guess what? The drought was ended. Rain came down as he was still there, I believe. So this is recorded in history. It's recorded history. So that's mode of goodness, you know. Like you depend on Krishna like that. Thank you very much. So in this way we can, there will be real prosperity and also peace. In the city there will be no peace, but in the village there can be peace. And also anywhere where we create a transcendental atmosphere, even in the midst of the greatest trouble. This is also a favorite verse. Please meditate deeply on the meaning. In a stage of perfection called trance or samadhi, one's mind is completely restrained from all material mental activities. Sometimes the mind is restless. Yeah, just listen. By practice of yoga, this perfection is characterized by one's ability to see the self by the pure mind and to relish and rejoice in the self. Can you imagine? You don't need anything. Listen, in that joyous state, one is situated in boundless, transcendental happiness. Realize true transcendental senses, establish thus one never departs from the truth. And upon gaining this, he thinks there is nothing greater gain. There is no greater gain. And then, being situated in such a position, one is never shaken, even amidst the greatest difficulty. And this indeed is actual freedom from all miseries arising from material contact. This is Bhagavad Gita 6:20. to 23. So would you like to be able to sit down even in the middle of the Sahara and be happy? So that's possible according to Krishna. Because then you are self-satisfied. It's a very beautiful sequence of verses. Prahlada Nandaswami knows them by heart. And the rest of the 700 verses of the Bhagavad Gita. So we should also be so enthusiastic to know this wonderful manual of life. And then when you're in trouble, you can just, like Gajendra the elephant, even an elephant remembered verses. So we can also then remember in times of trouble. So these wonderful instructions and be inspired by them. Was that an answer to your question? Well, that kind of thing. And anything else? Madness. Wow. Not caring for the needs of the spirit, so yes. Yes, true. Yeah. In other words, irresponsibility. So that was today's verse. We should not live irresponsible lives, but rather strive for Krishna consciousness and the mode of goodness. And now we're going to listen to the holy name. So, Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.